Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. This is the third anniversary of Stephen King's membership in our brain trust. Hey, Steve, welcome back. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We keep up with all these records. We've got your on base. We're like baseball. We got your on base percentage, your base on balls, the whole thing, the batting average.
I love it.
Yeah. So Steve is president of the CEO and CEO of Growth Force, folks, an organization that helps companies like yours put your best foot forward financially. He's the author of a number of books: The CEO Guide to Improving Cash Flow, The CEO's Guide to Increasing Profits. How many of you would like to do that? So that there you go. You can tell. You need to be listening to Steve and hanging out with him. We're talking about key performance indicators, right, Steve?
Yeah. It's, it's interesting. Before the break, we were talking about pricing, and we've created this KPI template that, you know, Growth Force provides outsourced accounting, and it's a dedicated team, but and a system, a whole QuickBooks ecosystem. And on the front end, we created this custom KPI template for our clients and our friends to use. Where you can track anything. And the key here is the best practices are in it. So you want to look at actual results against budget. We do that on the left-hand side of this chart. And on the right-hand side of whatever you're tracking, we also show trailing 12 months. And that's the most important piece of information you need to have to be successful. It eliminates seasonality, which we're going through right now with Hurricane Harvey in Houston. Right. It eliminates if you're you have a spike month here and there, and what it does is it takes 2-year trend and shows each dot represents the total for the 12 months previous, and we've got this one page scorecard that will help you get alignment in the company and get you some discretionary effort, because you'll get everybody understanding why they are there to help make money, to generate a profit. And this one-page scorecard is something we suggest you to give it to everybody in the company at a company meeting, and you walk through gross revenue, what's the actual revenues each month, and is it trending up or down, gross profit, the amount of profit you make on the stuff that you do, and your bottom line, your net income. And if you look at that gross profit together with your team, you'll see if you got pricing issues.
Well, and also it'll help your people, because if without what you just said, when you tell them we're raising prices, they have no context for that, do they?
Right.
It'll be hard for them to support you and sell that higher price, because as far as they're concerned, when you say we're raising prices, all they think is you just made my job harder. But if you can show them this template, like you were saying, and show them why you need the higher prices and what it's going to mean to the company, then they don't say you're making my job harder. They say, if I don't sell the higher prices, I don't have a job.
Right. You get them on the team. You get alignment of everybody in the company and whatever role they're in. And you get them to shift from thinking tactically to thinking strategically, because they understand the trends in the business. And they feel like they belong to that company. So you're going to get discretionary effort. But what I like about it here is that it helps everyone start the conversation of how they fit into the overall goals of the company. Right? This is the plan. This is what we need to do. Now let's cascade that down to the department and to the team, and then down to each individual person so they know how they fit into the overall drivers, financial drivers of the company.
How often do you include them in the development of these numbers? In other words, on the things where you're projecting. If you're not looking backwards, you're looking forward. How often do you get them involved in that?
Quarterly. So there's we look at everything on a quarterly basis and get each team has to revise its forecast of whatever their activities plans are. And we keep a budget for the year that never changes, but every quarter we update a new forecast. to show the adjustments against the budget. And what it's the goals need to be negotiated, right? You can't top-down management, military or command and control management is over. And the more successful teams, especially those that have young staff, are including their voices and their ideas in the development of plans. Then they have ownership. They own the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also what you're doing, and this is one of the main things I think you're trying to accomplish, is you're showing them that this kind of practice, this tracking the performance of the company, if when it's done right, it's a lever. It's a lever. It's leverage, isn't it? It's not just homework. It's leverage, isn't it?
Yeah, it's how you build a high performing team and get alignment of everybody towards the goals. And some business owners are afraid to share financial information. I'm not talking about confidential information.
Right.
This one-page scorecard, gross revenue, gross profit, and net income, gets everyone understanding that, hey, we're in business to make money, mm-hmm. and that's good for you. If you combine that with a human capital strategy, you know, we're an Insperity client and partner like you. Well, we've learned that if you recognize and reward people who contribute the most to profit, mm-hmm. you'll get them working extra hard to generate mm-hmm. those profits. And what management monitors gets done.
Yep.
So put in front of people reports that show what you want to have happen. And you put it out there and it'll happen. It's proven.
Well said.
Harvard study, 80% are 80% more likely to be successful if you have written goals.
I need your website, Steve.
It's growthforce.com. www.growthforce.com and download the free key performance indicator template. We just came out with 2.0, Jim, and I can't wait to share it.
Brand spanking new, so check it out there, folks. Growthforce.com. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Steve Key. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.